This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's get into our question of the day. 713-572-4610 is the 5-Hour Energy fan line. What's the most embarrassing thing that you liked as a kid? Because for Nick Caserio, this week brought to light his answer as he was on Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Always a good listen. And they always try and get a little personal with Coach and with Caserio towards the end of it. And they were talking a little bit about Nick Caserio's rooting interests when he was younger.
Yeah. I mean, everybody associates the Cowboys being America's team, and I'm sure I'm not going to make any friends here in Houston now, but the Cowboys were actually like my favorite team growing up. So yeah. I remember watching the game, the championship game in my parents' bedroom. We had our kind of main bedroom growing up, or our main living room. And then I was in my parents' bedroom watching the San Francisco Dallas game. So anytime the Cowboys were on, Danny White, Everson Walls. And when you go look at some of the players who have had a significant impact on a game, Coach Landry and his imprint. So unfortunately I was a Cowboys fan growing up, so I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore, but
that's what matters most.
I appreciate him making it very clear. Yeah. Not a Cowboys fan anymore. Like
by the way, he's from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of Cowboys fans everywhere. Yeah. America's team, man.
He said, screw the Browns.
Well, I mean, could you blame him?
Yeah.
And you know that firsthand. You can't really blame him.
You
got to
have a favorite team outside of your hometown.
Yeah.
Well, especially when your hometown team is the Browns.
Yes.
So, yeah, just what is the most embarrassing thing that you liked as a kid, and hopefully for you, it wasn't the Dallas Cowboys in the same way. Although, like,
why are you doing this to me?
What?
Why are you doing this?
Were you also a Cowboys fan?
All right, so okay, so hear me out. Okay,
take your ass to Dallas, man.
I hate
go
the
to
Cowboys.
Dallas.
I hate the Cowboys, but you realize I've been in Houston damn near my whole life now, 40 years, really, you know, when you consider I was working in College Station and covering sports here. But when I was a child, and I'm saying child on purpose,
okay,
I was born and raised until high school in San Antonio. They inject Cowboys into your blood.
Yeah, there's a lot of propaganda.
They inject Cowboys into your blood. And there wasn't cable television. There wasn't, you know, it was just coming around. So the Cowboys were on TV every week. Not only was I a fan of the Cowboys, and this is about to make me barf, kind of like the Longhorns.
Hey, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know, man. I did not know that.
He was kind of like Cowboys.
Again, San
Texas,
Antonio.
Yeah. Dodgers.
I
kind of figured the Cowboys because
probably Lakers
a lot of people in San Antonio.
They just injected into your blood.
Yeah. I know about the Longhorns.
Well,
man.
There was no real other sport there. It was up in Austin, less than an hour and a half drive. First college football game I ever went to was 1977. My dad, gathered some money. Is that the year? What?
No, I was
gathered
just,
some money
just
together.
It was a good year. I wasn't alive.
We drove up to Austin. I watched Earl Campbell and the Longhorns against Baylor, I was so excited. But I always tell people this: I was a Longhorns and a Cowboys fan. And then I grew up. I started liking the Oilers in about 77, 78 with Love You Blue. So I got here as quickly as
there
I
you
could.
Go.
I got here as quickly as I could.
For me, somebody, Lopez, you make me sick. Hilarious.
I make me sick. I don't just make you sick. I make me sick.
For me, I did not immediately go to the sports of it. Because I know on the YouTube, Joseph was saying the only embarrassing thing that he really liked as a kid was reading based on how much he was picked on. For me, similar idea, although I wasn't like necessarily picked on, it was just kind of weird, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, when you're younger, you know, you listen to a lot, maybe like popular things and those types of things. I was the dork that was listening to smooth jazz.
Not a baby.
We were running you off the block.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this dude right here listening to jazz.
But
Have you heard Coltrane? Dude. Have you heard some of these?
Wait, guys? You're talking about Coltrane.
Yeah.
That's jazz. I said smooth jazz.
Smooth
sir.
Jazz, okay.
I'm talking about Kenny G, Dave Cobb.
Oh, that's even worse.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like I'm in the car with my grandfather.
Yeah, everybody's like, why are you listening to elevator music? Why are you listening to whole music? Like, no, that's my jam. You know, you ain't listening to the newest Candy Dolfer? Come on, man.
I got one. Go ahead. I got one, and Figgy, I want to get yours. That's even worse than the Cowboys and the Longhorns.
I know.
Bill Cosby. Man, I was a big Bill Cosby.
I don't know.
Huge.
Do you have to be embarrassed about that?
Huge Bill Cosby.
We learned a little bit later what the issue was there, right? Like that was not readily available, although you watched some of the episodes of various things and you're like, there was some things in there.
I get it now.
But yeah, you didn't know of all these issues. These were not publicized.
Unless you knew about it back in the 80s and you've been to a couple parties with him or something.
I saw him in concert. I stood in line in high school to watch Bill Cosby in concert.
Damn.
Did he tell you to pull up your pants?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you Figgy?
So I got a couple of them. People probably going to start switching the music after this. So growing up, like I mentioned earlier, you got to have other teams outside of Cleveland teams. Yeah, otherwise you're going to be depressed, man. So I ended up becoming a huge Patriots fan. After the first year when Tom Brady kind of made that little run in the playoffs when he was a backup and Drew Bledsoe got hurt and he came in and it was like this new breath of fresh air for the Patriots and they went all the way and all that stuff. I became a Patriots fan after that. I was also a Yankees fan because I like Derek Jeter. I like a couple of those people on that team, El Duque. I was I like Mariano Rivera,
of course.
So I was a Yankees fan.
Oh,
this one might hurt the most, and y'all kind of said when I said this in the break. I was a Mavericks fan, man.
I don't even understand them, but that. Yeah. Well, you were trying to not be a Laker fan or whatever.
Yeah, but see,
but I just don't understand.
I was a big fan of Steve Nash, man. This was before he got the MVPs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this was his first year around with Dallas.
I ain't never liked the Mavericks.
Yeah, Michael Finley and Ralph LaFrance.
I don't care.
Yeah,
Johnny Nelson.
That felt like a time where it was just like I don't know at that point that you were going there.
Yeah, I was. I think at that point I was just trying to find that underdog team that wasn't really doing much,
but that wasn't all the way to the Cleveland level. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're talking sports wise, there was a point in time where I really liked the Jets. And it was
what
one
was
of those
like
point
why? Time. Yeah, what was that point? In time?
What was a good time?
Like right around the turn of the century.
Okay,
there wasn't really a good reason. Like the reason why playing video games. I was like, for some reason, I was enthralled, and I still don't understand it. I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny Testaverde, that was my guy. I love me some Vinny Testaverde.
It's kind of hard not to like Vinny.
He was aight, especially at that old age.
Playing for the Jets at that point in like what was that 99 right there. And I just that made me like the Jets. I don't really have a good reason for it.
Yeah.
It didn't stick as well, but it was just like a time of my life. It's one of those phases, I guess. Every young child goes through a phase of being a Jets fan, don't they? Right? Yes.
My team will know. Like that was the Oakland A's. But that was it was the same reason as the others that I mentioned. They were always on TV because that was Vida Blue, Reggie Jackson, You know, the A's won, what were they, won 3 out of 4 World Series or something like that. I mean, I just, and their new uniforms, and I was 12, 13 years old. They were the only team that had these bright colored uniforms. I was like, I like those guys. But then that ended. But I liked it. I could tell you the whole roster of the A's back in the day.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, those great uniforms. I understand why. Yeah. Does it make it any better that I would frequently move the Jets in my game to become a Sugarland football team? Does that make it any better that I would move them to Houston? No.
Sugarland.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember. Sugarland Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't really make sense, but yeah. I did it anyways. On the YouTube as a kid, I just loved the NFL. I was a fan of all the teams, didn't really have a favorite. See, that's how you do it. You avoid you avoid the slander eventually, or the embarrassment. If you become a general manager, Tommy, you won't have to tell a story like Caserio did about liking the opponent.
I think the cool thing, like, back in the day was, if you're a fan of one of the people on the team, then you end up adopting that whole team, man. Like, you roll with the whole team because of one player.
Right. All right, I need you guys to weigh in here. This person texts in from the 281 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. They were a Titans fan after the Oilers left. Not no more. You know, no, it's not.
That's understandable because there was no squad here.
Yeah. So you just followed the team.
A lot of people followed their team. Yeah.
Yeah. I hated
them. Even though they took it for you?
I hated them immediately, but I understand.
And you still do to this day.
That woman.
Yeah. When I was younger, I kind of, because I got a lot of family, all of my dad's family is in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of rooted for them a little bit, but not as much.
Yeah.
Like not as much. Only like in the Super Bowl when they made that Super Bowl run.
They're reaching for the goal line.
Yeah, that was
broke my heart.
That's the only time I was rooting for them.
Broke my heart.
All right. So, any of these as embarrassing as well, I mean, you also were a Cowboy. I think it's the Texas fan for you.
I was a Cowboys fan until I was 15 years old.
Yeah, being a Longhorns fan when you ultimately became an actor.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You're the
I can't look
here.
At you the same now, man.
I can't look at me the same.
You're the winner here.
But
I wish you never said that.
You can't find a bigger Aggie fan than me.
I thought you was born like with Aggie blood.
There was nothing else, man. There was nothing else.
Hey, you could. Hey,
yeah.
Were you rebelling when you went to A&M? Is that what happened?
No. I just fell in love with it. I felt when I got.
I'm about to say, why you ain't go to UT?
When I could have gone to UT. Somebody else said, did you not get accepted? No, I got accepted to UT. I only applied because my mom and dad wanted me to. But I knew I wanted to go to A&M.
You ain't listening,
he was rebelling.
Yeah,
you ain't listening, your parents.
That's what he was doing. He was rebelling, and he went to A&M.
I was
station.
The only person in the family that went to college. They'd take anything.
But yeah, shout out to once Cowboys fan Nick Caserio, now general manager and fan of the Houston Texans, ahead of a Monday Night Football showdown in the great state of Texas versus the Cowboys. And it really does. I mean, the odds are well in the favor of the Texans on this one. So Nick Caserio, you ended up on the right side, my man. You sure did. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the international expansion of the National Football League seems to keep going. We'll talk about that more next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.